Since longtime Detroit Congressman John Conyers stepped down in December, Michigan's 13th District has not had a representative in Congress. Six Democrats now are vying to replace Conyers. As Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick reports, next week's primary election will be decisive.
Let's be blunt about it. Michigan's 13th District is a creature of gerrymandering. It covers portions of Detroit's east and west sides. It cuts down through industrial downriver suburbs and sweeps out to cover portions of western Wayne County. The 13th is racially diverse. Just over half the voters are African Americans, with the rest a mix of whites, Arab Americans, and Latinos. But it's so reliably Democratic, no Republicans are running for its empty seat in Congress. That means voters like Detroit's Jennifer McKenzie will choose the winner in next week's primary. She's concerned about things like special education funding.
I know my son is a special ed student, and I had to be his biggest advocate.
McKenzie has it narrowed down to two candidates. One is Ian Conyers, John Conyers' great-nephew. He's a 29-year-old first-term state senator from Detroit who doesn't see his political inexperience as a drawback.
I think it should be about your personal experience. I've got a long track record as an organizer, as a small business owner, and as an activist before joining the legislature.
McKenzie also likes former Detroit State Representative Rashida Tlaib.
Rashida Tlaib really focused on how tax dollars are shifting towards corporate interest, and she focused on how we should shift money back to citizens.
According to longtime Michigan pollster Ed Sarpolis, Ian Conyers is a long shot in this race, but Tlaib is very much in the mix. Sarpolis says she's one of three frontrunners, with Detroit City Council President Brenda Jones and Westland Mayor Bill Wild.
Turnout and absentee voter count will probably make the difference. Bill Wild is quite dependent on out-county votes. Brenda Jones is obviously counting on Detroit and African-American voters across the county. And Rashida Tlaib is taking votes from both Brenda Jones and Bill Wild.
Sarpolis says Jones has consistently held a slight edge. She has the support of most organized labor and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan.
The one thing that I know, you can know everything, but you also need to know people. And you have to build relationships.
Jones says she's best positioned to get Michigan's poorest district the federal resources it desperately needs. Her opponent Bill Wild believes his 20 years of local government experience gives him the edge. Wild is the mayor of Westland, a working-class suburb in western Wayne County. He admits that on some issues, like a $15 minimum wage and expanding Medicare to all Americans, there's not a lot of daylight between the candidates. Wild suggests that makes intangible qualities like temperament even more important.
I think the thing that really separates us is probably going to be our experience, the proven track record of getting things accomplished and working well with others.
But Rashida Tlaib is the one with the late campaign momentum. She's been the focus of some intense negative attacks. A dark money front group has run ads portraying her as overly combative and sound over substance. But Tlaib doesn't shy away from her reputation as a lawmaker with some street-fighting sensibilities. She admits her style and some of her positions alienate parts of what she calls the Democratic establishment.
I don't care. I don't want to win this based on endorsements. I want to win it based on my work ethic and my passion and my love for the families I'm going to serve.
There are two other Detroit candidates in the race, former State Representative Chanel Jackson and State Senator Coleman Young II. The son of Detroit's longtime former mayor has the most impressive record getting resources for his constituents.
So in the words of my father, the Honorable Coleman Alexander Young, I bring home the bacon. And I've done that as your state senator. I will continue to do that as your congressman.
Young's campaign doesn't seem to have broken through with voters district-wide, but pollster Ed Sarpolis says at least 14% are still undecided. And with this race too close to call, candidates will be scrambling for every last undecided vote right up to Election Day. I'm Sarah Swick, Michigan Radio News.